All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Annie, for finding that beautiful Christmas song from that song we're familiar with, Holy Forever, but with the Christmas version. So thank you. So let's go ahead and start with a USP again. If you know of any sins, go ahead and confess those. Otherwise, just follow after me. Father,
Father,
I am not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I thank you that you cleanse me
I thank you that you cleanse me
from all unrighteousness,
from all unrighteousness.
according to 1 John 1 9.
According to 1 John 1 9.
So we're going to have a shorter service tonight than normal. That's a challenging and busy holiday season, and so we'll give you some time to that, but we want this to be impactful and encouraging to you at the same time. So first of all, let's go ahead and do our Kingdom of God prayer. So, in the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we bind up every demon, devil,
we bind up every demon, devil,
and evil spirit
and evil spirit
challenging us.
challenging us.
And you cannot affect us
And you cannot affect us
in any way,
in any way,
shape, or form.
shape, or form.
The blood of Jesus heals
The blood of Jesus heals
and restores us
and restores us
from the damages of sin
from the damages of sin
and the effects
and the effects
of any challenges.
of any challenges.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we establish the kingdom of God
we establish the kingdom of God
over and around us.
over and around us.
The healing power of God
The healing power of God
and his anointing
and his anointing
are imparted to us.
are imparted to us.
The will of our Heavenly Father
The will of our Heavenly Father
will be done in everything
will be done in everything
that we pray
that we pray
and do today.
and do today.
The angels of God
The angels of God
have a godly firewall
have a godly firewall
of protection around us,
of protection around us,
where the enemy cannot hear,
where the enemy cannot hear,
see or know
see or know
what we are doing or praying.
what we are doing or praying.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we are protected
we are protected
above us,
above us,
through the heavens,
through the heavens,
past the air rights,
past the air rights,
below us,
below us,
through the core of the earth,
through the core of the earth,
stopping at the gates of hell,
stopping at the gates of hell.
and 360 degrees around us,
And 360 degrees around us.
everywhere we go,
Everywhere we go,
everything that we do,
everything that we do,
everything that pertains to us
everything that pertains to us
is protected,
is protected,
including our homes,
including our homes,
businesses, churches,
businesses, churches,
ministries, careers,
ministries, careers,
projects, assignments,
projects, assignments,
accounts, identities,
accounts, identities,
current and future income,
current and future income,
and anything
and anything
God wants us to do.
God wants us to do.
Thank you, God,
Thank you, God,
for your divine protection,
for your divine protection,
provision,
provision,
prosperity, healing,
prosperity, healing,
health and wholeness.
health and wholeness.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we also pray
we also pray
for divine protection
for divine protection
because we have the mind of Christ.
because we have the mind of Christ.
We decree that every day
We decree that every day
we have on the full armor of God
we have on the full armor of God
automatically,
automatically
so that the enemy cannot know
so that the enemy cannot know.
Who is praying against them?
Who was praying against them?
Which avoids retaliation.
Which avoids retaliation.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we stop and bind up
we stop and bind up
any attempts of retaliation
any attempts of retaliation
against us
against us
and our loved ones.
and our loved ones.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
we also bind up
we also bind up
any works of darkness,
any works of darkness,
witchcraft,
witchcraft,
all evil,
all evil,
and all challenges
and all challenges
hindering us
hindering us
in any way, shape, or form.
in any way, shape, or form.
We loose and release
We loose and release
the blessings of God
the blessings of God
to run and overtake us.
to run and overtake us.
By faith,
By faith,
we have already received
we have already received
what we asked for in prayer
what we ask for in prayer
because it was done
because it was done
in the heavenly realm.
in the heavenly realm.
We thank you, God,
We thank you, God,
for the manifestation of prayers
for the manifestation of prayers
coming to us
coming to us
in the earthly realm.
in the earthly realm.
Because it is
Because it is
already ours
already ours.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. And all in favor say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. As we do this cleansing checkup tonight, that's what we're focusing on. Had spent two different sessions a few weeks ago, washing down or casting out demons, devils, and evil spirits of fear, unforgiveness, infirmity, let's see, infirmity, sickness, and I'm missing one.
Unforgiveness
Unforgiveness, yes, okay.
and self-unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness, yes, and no, I said that one. Oh my gosh, taking offense. Yes, Andrew just shouted at me from the back room, so taking offense. So anyway, as you're have been dealing with keeping those demons out and or away from you. Is there any questions or concerns or thoughts that you would like to talk about tonight? Let me go ahead and give you the opportunity to unmute yourself if you would like to ask a question or share anything. Nope. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to share something real brief tonight that the Lord constantly deals with me about when it comes to casting out demons. And particularly, of course, the reason why we have demons is because of the sin that we have committed that has allowed demons, devils, and evil spirits to come into us. So what I want to deal with tonight is sin. And we've talked about these five areas of sin or ways of opening the doors into our lives. And I want to share a verse and then share some comments about it. It's from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. And it says this: "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth," that's the disobedient mouth, "do I hate." So, to me, one of the real keys to overcoming sin in our life is to hate sin. Hate the effect that it has on us, hate the effect that it has on other people. From our sin, or even seeing the sin of other people, we just see the devastation that it brings to their lives. And I want to bring up one example from my life. And this is some of you have known this. I've shared it from the pulpit before. It's also in my book. Many years ago, I had a very, I would call it serious because to me it was not as serious as I've heard others, but it was a serious problem to me, and that was being involved in pornography. And it was very, very challenging. I tried and tried for years and years and years to overcome it. I would have varying levels of success. And finally, I got to a point and I said to myself, this is so devastating for my life and my relationships and the way I look at people, the way I do things in my life. I said, I'm done. And that attitude of being done, one of the ways that it manifested for me was the ability to admit that I had this sin area to people that were important in my life. And that's one of the things I did, because one of the things that sin likes you to do is to be hidden. Sin likes to hide itself out of shame or whatever, out of fear. One doesn't expose their sins to certain people or in certain situations because of what people would think and how they would look at you and view you, and it could be very shameful. So once I admitted, excuse me, once I admitted my sin to somebody that was important to me, I had trouble getting free. Once I admitted it and told this person, and then they were able to work with me and help me to deal with the sin, deal with the curses behind it, and then finally got to the point where I could cast out the demons. But I had grown so hateful towards that sin that I won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I mean, anything that even smacks of pornography or fantasizing or anything like that, anything that even smacks of that, I get away from it as quickly as I can. When I see something on TV or a commercial or something, I turn my head, I divert my eyes. I see somebody walking down the street. It's like, no, I'm not going to focus on that. And I have learned how to hate sin. And let me give you another example, not from my life, but from somebody else's life whom I would like to be able to emulate. I know of this man. He's been walking in health and healing for, I don't know, like 60, I think 60 some odd years now. Close to it. And anyway, he has learned in his years of doing this to not give in to sickness and disease in his life. And he was traveling with a minister friend of his doing some trips overseas, and they were gone for about a month. And they were traveling together. They were going to different churches and conferences and things. And at the end of that time, the man told this person that I know, told him and said to him, "Now I know why that you don't get sick. I know why that sickness doesn't have a hold in any way in your life." He says, "Because you hate sickness." And he was talking about himself. "You hate sickness more than I do." And he was a man who walked by faith. But because this guy hated sickness so much, anytime sickness would try to get a foothold in his life, he would immediately resist it because he hated sickness. Not just hated the fact that of being sick, but because of what Jesus has done on the cross for him in taking his sin and taking sickness and disease from him, there was no way he was going to give into it. And we should be like that with sin. because Jesus died for our sins, because he took the sins upon him, upon the cross, and sin is devastating to us. We may not realize it. We may still easily give into it because we don't think it's that serious, or because it brings some enjoyment in some way or other. We need to learn to hate sin. And that might be something you might want to meditate on. If you're having challenges with unforgiveness, or you're having challenges with offense, or you're having challenges with fear or sickness or disease, think about that. Meditate on just how bad that sin is, how much it affects you, how much it affects others, and how much your sin even affects the Lord, in that it is hurtful to him when you continue to give in to sin. And that's where the fear of the Lord comes in. Fear of the Lord is respecting God enough that you will not sin, you will not give in to evil in any way in your life. So hopefully that can help you understand the effects of sin, and help you stay away from it, so that no matter what the sin is, you won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to do communion in a minute, but I know that the Mays are getting ready to leave. So what I would like to do is let's have us, I'll go ahead and just lead us. We'll still keep muted at the moment. But let's go ahead and sing Happy Birthday to Pastor James, since today is his birthday. So thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday to
Happy birthday to you.
you. Happy
Happy
birthday
birthday
to
to
you. Happy birthday, dear Pastor James.
James.
Happy birthday
Birthday
to
to
you.
you. Happy birthday, Pastor James.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Pastor James. Happy
Yes, happy
birthday.
birthday. Happy
Woo.
birthday. So God bless you guys. You have a wonderful birthday meal and fun watching the boat parade and the rest and other fireworks or whatever else is going on. God bless you guys.
Thank you very much. It's been a very special day today. I've been very honored by so many people wishing me well, and it's been very touching. I want to thank all of you who blessed me today. I appreciate it. People say, why are you at service on your birthday? Well, because seeking God first is the most important thing in the world to me, and he has blessed me abundantly on this entire trip, and I just want to thank him for that, and thank all of you for being such a blessing to me. It's been a great time, and we're going to go out now. We're going to see a drone show and a boat parade and have a really great time.
Love you
Yep.
guys.
God
Bye.
bless.
God
Thank
bless
you.
you.
God bless
Bye-bye.
everyone.
Bye.
Okay, for the rest of us, let's go ahead and prepare to take communion.
Pastor Matthew, you have to mute. Sorry, I muted everyone again.
Okay, great. Thank you, Annie. Okay, thank you, Jesus. So let's again do a USP. Father, I'm not aware of any sins.
Father, I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I thank you that you cleanse me
I thank you that you cleanse me
from all unrighteousness,
from all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Amen. All right. So we thank you, Father, for what Jesus has done for us. And on the night that he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body broken for you. So take it and eat it. And Father, we do take and eat this broken body of our Lord, of you, Father, of you, Jesus. We take it because we know that you bore in your body on the tree our sin and our sickness and our disease. And we thank you for that. So we take now the broken body of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Father, now for the blood, the precious the amazing blood of Jesus that was shed for us. We thank you that all of our sins have been forgiven. We thank you, Father, that through this blood, every promise, every blessing, every benefit of the new covenant has been taken care of for us, so that we can be and do everything that you've called us to be and do. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for the precious blood of Jesus. Let's take now the blood of Jesus. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight and participating. We thank you. I thank you, Father, for your blessing every person that has been here tonight. I pray, Father, that you would do a mighty work in their hearts and lives. That, Father, you would give them insight and understanding on how to hate sin and how to love you more and to respect you, to fear you. We thank you and we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Annie, go ahead. I know you're going to give some announcements, right?
Yes. Nobody log off yet. So we are doing, I'm doing a count. I know that Pastor Sarah had announced on Sunday, and Pastor Matthew sent out an email about the Third Sunday Fellowship. And it's going to involve the White Elephant Gift Exchange. And Pastor Karen wanted me just to give you a brief description of what that is. So numbers will be in a bag, and everyone pulls a number out of the bag to see which one they get. Each gift should be wrapped. And if you don't have a White Elephant gift, which is it's a nice something that you don't use that's around $10, $15, then you can go to the dollar store and get something around $10. Right, Pastor Matthew?
Yeah.
And then the first person picks one and opens it. Second person chooses to either take away the open gift from the first person or choose an unwrapped gift and so on. The last person who takes away a gift or chooses an unopened one is actually not the last one. The first person never got to open, chooses an unopened gift, and he or she can swap it as his or her gift with anyone. It's actually really fun. If I was in town, yeah, I would be there. I know Sharon Crane would be there. So I encourage everyone who's in town in LA to, you know, to go. Because we're all ABC family. Wear your ugly Christmas sweaters or your ugly Christmas socks, whatever. So if you want to come, please raise your hand or so that I can see and I can write down your name for Pastor Sarah, since we have to be RSVP for the restaurant.
Looks like
okay, Frida.
Frida, good.
Okay, let me write this down. Frida, or you can put a one in the chat, whatever is easier for you. One in the chat or raise your hand or thumbs up. Just give me some kind of sign. Oh, come on, guys. Denise would want to go. She's all the way in New York. All right, well, if you change your mind. Wait, I said Margie. Okay, got Margie, Denise. Oh, wait, Denise, you're there? Okay, Denise.
Oh, is Denise in town?
I guess so. I wish I was there. Okay. All right, so if you change your mind, let me know by Friday at the late. And Pastor Matthew, that is all I had to say.
Okay. Very good. Then go ahead and let's see. I think I did this right to allow you to be able to, yeah. So you should be able to unmute yourself and say goodbye to everybody. So God bless you all. It was good to see you.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you or see you before.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone.
Bye.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Good night.
Bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
Shalom. Shalom.